chapter summaries of the Leela of Gajendra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2. The second, third, and fourth chapters of this canto describe how the Lord, during the reign of the fourth Manu, gave protection to the king of the elephants. As described in this second chapter, when the king of the elephants, along with his female elephants, was enjoying in the water, a crocodile suddenly attacked, and the elephant surrendered to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead for protection. Within the midst of the ocean of milk, there is a very high and beautiful mountain that has an altitude of 10,000 yojanas, or 80,000 miles. This mountain is known as Trikuta. In a valley of Trikuta, there is a nice garden named Ritumat, which was constructed by Varuna. And in that area, there is a very nice lake. Once, the chief of the elephants, along with female elements, went to enjoy bathing in that lake, and they disturbed the inhabitants of that water. Because of this, the chief crocodile in that water, who is very powerful, immediately attacked the elephant's leg. There thus ensued a great fight between the elephant and the crocodile. This fight continued for 1,000 years. Neither the elephant nor the crocodile died. But since they were in the water, the elephant gradually became weak, whereas the power of the crocodile increased more and more. Thus the crocodile became more and more encouraged. Then the elephant, being helpless, and seeing that there was no other way for protection, sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Summary. In this chapter, the prayers by Gajendra, the king of the elephants, are described. It appears that the king of the elephants was formerly a human known as Indrajyumna, and that he had learned a prayer to the Supreme Lord. Fortunately, he remembered that prayer and began to chant it to himself. First, he offered his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because of his awkward position in having been attacked by the crocodile, he expressed his inability to recite prayers nicely. Nonetheless, he tried to chant the mantra and expressed himself in appropriate words as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes, the original person from whom everything has emanated. He is the root cause of this cosmic manifestation, and the entire cosmos rests in him. Yet he is transcendental, for he does everything in relation to the material world through his external energy. He is eternally situated in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan, where he engages in his eternal pastimes. The material world is a product of his external energy or material nature, which works under his direction. It is thus that creation, maintenance, and annihilation take place. The Lord exists at all times. This is extremely difficult for a non-devotee to understand. Although the transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead is perceivable by everyone, only the pure devotees perceive His presence and activities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely free from material birth, death, old age, and disease. Indeed, if anyone in this material world takes shelter of Him, he or she also becomes situated in that transcendental position. For the satisfaction of the devotee, Paritranaya Sadhunam, the Lord appears and exhibits His activities. His appearance, disappearance, and other pastimes are not at all material. One who knows this secret can enter the kingdom of God. In the Lord, all opposing elements are adjusted. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. He is the controller of everything, the witness of all activities, and the original source of all living entities. Indeed, all living entities are parts of Him. He is the origin of Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is the source of the living entities within this material world. It is the Lord who observes the activities of our senses, which can work and achieve material results only because of His mercy. Although He is the original source of everything, He is untouched by any of His byproducts. In this way, He is just like a gold mine, which is the source of gold in ornaments, and yet is different from the ornaments themselves. The Lord is worshipped by the method prescribed in the Pancharatras. He is the source of our knowledge, and He can give us liberation. Therefore, it is our duty to understand Him according to the instructions of devotees, in particular the spiritual master. Although for us the mode of goodness is covered, by following the instructions of saintly persons and the spiritual master, we can be freed from material clutches. The self-effulgent material form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is adored by the nine devotees. His impersonal form is adored by those advanced in spiritual knowledge, and His feature as the localized supersoul is appreciated by yogis. But His original form as a person is understood only by devotees. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is competent to dissipate the darkness of the conditioned soul through His instructions in Bhagavad Gita. He is the ocean of transcendental qualities and can be understood only by liberated persons freed from the bodily concept of life. By His causeless mercy, the Lord can rescue the conditioned soul from the material clutches and enable one to return home back to Godhead to become His personal associate. Nonetheless, a pure devotee does not aspire to go back to Godhead. He is simply satisfied with executing His service in this material world. A pure devotee does not ask anything from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's only prayer is to be freed from the material conception of life and be engaged in the Lord's transcendental loving service. In this way, the king of the elephants, Gajendra, offered prayers directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without mistaking for one of the demigods. After all, none of the demigods came to see Gajendra, not even Brahma or Shiva. Rather, it was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, seated on Garuda, who personally appeared before Gajendra. And Gajendra, by lifting his trunk, offered obeisances to the Lord. And the Lord immediately pulled him from the water, along with the crocodile who had captured Gajendra's leg. Then the Lord killed the crocodile and rescued Gajendra. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 4, Summary. This fourth chapter describes the previous birth of Gajendra and the crocodile. It tells how the crocodile became a Gandharva and how Gajendra became an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was a king on the Gandharva planet whose name was Huhu. Once this king Huhu was enjoying with women in the water, and while enjoying, pulled the leg of Rishi Devala, who was also taking a bath in the water. Upon this, Devala became very angry and immediately cursed Huhu to become a crocodile. King Huhu was very sorry when cursed in that way, and he begged pardon from the sage Devala, who in compassion gave him the benediction that Huhu would become freed when Gajendra was delivered by the Personality of Godhead. Thus the crocodile was delivered when killed by Narayan. And when Gajendra, by the mercy of the Lord, became one of the Lord's associates in Vaikuntha, he got four hands. This achievement is called Asarupya Mukti, or the liberation of receiving a spiritual body exactly like that of Narayana. In his previous birth, Gajendra had been a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. His name was Indradyumna, and he was the king of the Tamila country. Following the Vedic principles, this king retired from family life and constructed a small cottage in the Malayachala hills, where he always worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in silence. Agastya Rishi, along with many of his disciples, once approached King Indradyumna's ashram, but because the king was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not receive Agastya Rishi properly. Thus the Rishi became very angry and cursed the king to become a dull elephant. In accordance with this curse, the king was born as an elephant, and he forgot all about his previous activities in devotional service. Nonetheless, in his birth as an elephant, when he was dangerously attacked by the crocodile, he remembered his past life in devotional service and remembered a prayer he had learned in that life. And because of this prayer, he again received the mercy of the Lord. Thus he was immediately delivered and became one of the Lord's four-handed associates. Shukadeva Goswami ends the chapter by describing the good fortune of the elephant Gajendra. Shukadeva says that by hearing the narration of Gajendra's deliverance, one can also get the opportunity to be delivered. Shukadeva Goswami vividly describes this, and thus the chapter ends. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.